This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. In Japan today, the assassination of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has shocked the nation and raised questions over whether security for him had been adequate. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
At a news conference held late on Friday, Nara Prefecture Police's security system was under scrutiny as local media repeatedly queried where the responsibility lay. One journalist said, looking at some footage, it looks like there was enough space for people to walk through behind former Prime Minister Abe. What are your thoughts on the responsibility regarding security? Police Inspector Kazuhiro Nakanishi responded, the police are trying to clarify things by investigation to uncover the whole truth. Another official said the police had been informed about Abe's visit on the day and had set up a three-hour operation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Residents of embattled northwest Syria warn of a deepening humanitarian crisis following a Russian veto at the UN Security Council that threatens to end cross-border aid deliveries critical to their survival. The cross-border operation at Bab al-Hawa, which has been in effect since 2014, is set to expire on Sunday. It's the only crossing through which UN assistance can be brought into the rebel-held northwest without navigating areas controlled by Syrian government forces. The UN says more than 4,600 aid trucks, carrying mostly food, have crossed Bab al-Hawa so far this year. And Syrian President Bashar al-Assad marked the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha on Saturday in Aleppo. It was his first visit to the northern city since his forces recaptured it. His team with help from Russia and other allies. This is VOA News. Police in Italy say the number of people killed in an avalanche in the Italian Dolomites rose to 11 on Saturday. That was expected to be the final death toll. A section of Italy's biggest alpine glacier gave way last Sunday, sending ice and rock hurtling down the mountain in a disaster that officials have blamed on climate change. Ukrainian defenders battled on Saturday to contain Russian forces along several fronts. Officials said a missile strike on the northeastern city of Kharkiv wounded three civilians, though Russia's main attacks appeared focused southeast of there in Luhansk and Donetsk, those two provinces, swaths of which were held by pro-Russian separatists before the conflict began in February, comprised the eastern industrial region of the Donbas. A UN report says Ukrainian forces bear a large share of the blame for a deadly March assault by Russian-backed rebels on a nursing home. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
The assault came 2 weeks after Russia launched its invasion. Kremlin-backed rebels attacked a care home for the elderly and disabled in the eastern region of Luhansk. Ukrainian officials accused the rebels of killing more than 50 vulnerable civilians. The United Nations says at least 22 of the 71 patients survived, but the exact number killed remains unknown. And while Ukraine placed the fault squarely on Russian forces, the UN's Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights says Ukrainian soldiers took up positions inside the nursing home a few days before the attack, effectively making the building a target. Ben Thomas, Washington.
In Afghanistan, the Taliban prime minister on Saturday defended the strict rules the Taliban have placed on women and girls in Afghanistan. He insisted his government is practicing human rights as ordained by God and cannot amend them. Since taking over Afghanistan last August, the Taliban have placed new restrictions on women's clothing, education, and ability to move freely outside the home. This despite repeated pledges that they would respect the rights of all Afghans. On Friday, the UN Human Rights Council adopted a resolution on the human rights situation in Afghanistan. The European Union brought the resolution, and 50 countries from across all regions co-sponsored it. The UN Council's decisions are not legally binding, but they do carry political weight, and they can lead to official investigations into allegations of rights abuses. And the U.S. State Department announced visa restrictions Saturday against 28 Cuban officials that it said were implicated in a crackdown on peaceful protests in Cuba on July 11th of last year. Recapping our top story, Japanese officials are assessing the security situation surrounding former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who was assassinated on Friday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.